Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
USA Radio News.
Dad could relate to people from all walks of life. He was an empathetic man. He valued character over pedigree. And he was no cynic. He looked for the good in each person, and he usually found it.
President George Bush speaking at the state funeral for his father, former President George H.W. Bush. Bush 43 continued with the last conversation he had with his father.
Last Friday, when I was told he had minutes to live, I called him. The guy answered the phone, said I think he can hear you, but he hadn't said anything for most of the day. I said, Dad, I love you, and you've been a wonderful father. And the last words he would ever say on earth were, I love you too.
For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The work to replace iron and lead pipes in Flint, Michigan is well ahead of schedule. Mayor Karen Weaver announced that 18,000 pipes have been replaced, while another 12,000 will be removed and replaced by next July.
That's what's so great about this is we achieved this in record time. And so because we have surpassed the 18,000 mark, people say, well, what's going on next? What are you doing? I said, we're going to keep going.
The Postal Service is suspending regular mail delivery and retail service today to honor the late former President George H.W. Bush. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
To honor the life and legacy of President George H.W. Bush, the Postal Service will observe the National Day of Mourning by closing all retail locations, suspending all regular mail delivery, and limiting package delivery across the nation. Americans are being encouraged to remember the vast contributions of former President George H.W. Bush.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Today, as we remember the late President George H.W. Bush, former Republican Senator from Wyoming, Alan Simpson, praised the president at his state funeral.
The history books will and are treating him most fairly, while uncovering some other powerful traits, his great competitiveness, his raw courage, and his self-discipline. Recall the Andrews Air Base Conclave, where congressional participants drafted a remarkable bill that dealt with two-year budgeting, entitlement reform, comprehensive and catastrophic health care, social security, and much more. But it required a critical ingredient called revenue, translated into the word taxes. Translated into the words, read my lips. And the group went to George and said, look, we can get this package done, but we must have some revenue. And he said, I'll never forget, he said, what I've said on that subject sure puts a hell of a lot of heat on me. And then they all said, yes, but we can get it done, and it will be bipartisan. And George said, okay, go for it, but it will be a real punch in the gut. Bob Dole, then, a loyal warrior for George, took it back to the Senate, and we won a very strong bipartisan vote.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Hey, good afternoon, 100 in County. Here is your weather. It is a brisk 36 degrees outside, but it is mostly sunny. Now, listen up here. This afternoon, it's going to be around 35 degrees, slight winds. There is a chance for snow showers out there, so just be careful out there. There should not be any accumulation, but just a heads up. So tomorrow, Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 38, light winds. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 28 degrees. Friday, sunny, high near 36 with Friday night clear with a low around 21. Going into the weekend, Saturday, it is sunny with a high near 34. Good day. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low around 22. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 35 degrees. Winter is here. We'll be right back.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the 100 in County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit 100inchamber.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Our phone number is 908-627-7020. 908-627-7020. You are going to want to write that down. We are located at 1802 Route 31 in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. That's at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza. And I'll tell you right now, it is the holiday time. People are starting to think about it, starting to think about January with the new year coming up. And the question that I've been asking people is, what were you doing? How were you feeling 1 year ago today? What were you thinking? You were thinking that, you know what, 2018 is my year. I'm going to do it. Hey, Kim, I see you. 2018, I'm going to drop that weight. I'm going to get stronger. I need more energy. I'm going to, you know, build up my cardiovascular fitness. And if you're like a lot of people, that did not happen. That's probably because you gave your money, donated your money to some big box gym. Hey, Holly. Hi, Erica. Some big box gym that didn't really give a damn about you. They just wanted to make sure that you got, they got your money every month. Well, the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, we give a damn. That might be our new motto. I'm joking. But here's the thing, 908-627-7020. If you are at that point where you want to ring in the new year, you want 2019 to be the year that you get into, listen to me, the best shape you've been in years, then you need to call us. Our January challenge is starting January 7th. We have an enrollment special going on. We have a trial class on December 30th at 7:30 a.m. at our beautiful center. You're going to want to go to our Facebook page or give us a call and register. Save your spot. I know spots are going to fill up for this one because it's January. So you're going to want to do this. All right, folks. So again, 908-627-7020. By the way, we have gift certificates available too. So whether you're a member or not, if you want to gift somebody either a full challenge or money towards a challenge, or you want to get somebody some protein powders or maybe, you know, some Max gear, like a beautiful Max Challenge hat or something, gift certificates are really a great, great gift for the holidays. In fact, I even have this beautiful beautiful. Say, Sarah. Hey, Sarah. Beautiful flyer that we got printed up. So the new year, new you. 10-week challenge begins January 7th. Do not miss out. You're going to want to come to this trial class, or you're going to want to save your place in class, all right? Because you know you're going to need a place. And when you enroll, what happens is you're going to be put on a waiting list. You're never going to be put on a waiting list. You don't have to risk being put on a waiting list because you're going to be on a roster. And that's what's going to happen there. So seriously, if you're serious on a scale of 1 to 10, if it's, you know, how serious are you in taking your health to the next level? If you're on a scale of 1 to 10 and you're serious, you're at a 10 or a 9 or an 8 or a 7, I don't care. Call us. Let's talk. All right. So, Facebook people, we're still having streaming issues in the studio here. My understanding is that's hopefully going to be solved soon. They bought a new server. It's downstairs in the office. It's got to be installed. But so my Facebook audience, you're going to have to deal with me doing the occasional commercials here and radio broadcast stuff. All right. So, but that's okay because I'll try to keep you entertained. Maybe I'll tell jokes in between too. No. I'm just kidding. Sarah's rolling her eyes right now. Oh my God. Don't tell jokes, Mark. But we have a really great broadcast today for a subject that I think is important to me. I think it's important to you too. And I really like talking about this subject. So, hey, Megan, hope you're feeling good today, hon. So today's topic is living your life to its fullest potential. Living your life to its fullest potential. And I have a lot of bullet points here, and there's going to be a lot of things we're going to discuss today. And this is something that, again, is kind of near and dear to my heart. I like talking about it because I think a lot of people don't really think about it. So, Sarah. But just like I'm interacting with Sarah here, if you on Facebook Live right now, you have a question or a comment or something, you know, that you need to know, especially with questions, if you type it in the comments section, I'll be able to see it here. And hopefully I'll be able to address your question, or if it's pertinent, I'll read your comment on the air. All right. So that being said, believe it or not, time flies already. I'm coming up on a hard break over here at the radio station. So my Facebook friends, you're going to be able to see me do my radio stuff here. But again, living your life to its fullest potential, I think, is a topic that every person needs to know about, because we get wrapped up in the things of life on a day-to-day basis. And a lot of us will go to bed on Sunday night with the best of intentions set. And then on Monday morning, we'll wake up and like, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to live our life a little bit differently. And by, you know, 10:30 in the morning, your job, your partner, your spouse, your kids have sucked the life out of the day. And then you kind of forget about things. So I'm here to remind you. So Facebook, hold on one second. I got to do a little bit of work here in the studio. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Don't move. We will be right back. We have a great show ahead.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Honoring Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. You will want to write that down. Again, like I said before we went to commercial, maybe you've spent 2018 donating your money to a big box gym that doesn't give a damn about you, doesn't know your name. They're happy. The big box gyms are happy you're not walking in the door because you're not using their equipment, which means they don't have to pay money sooner to get it fixed because you're not on their treadmill. We care. We give a damn. Our best member at the Max Challenge of Clinton is the one who shows up 5 days a week. Okay? We offer amazing classes, complete nutritional counseling, and tons and tons and tons of motivation. And if you're a member and you're watching on Facebook and you know this to be true, I need some thumbs up and hearts to start flying on my screen so I know you can hear me, all right? Hey, Ron, I see you just logged in there, buddy. So, again, a topic, going back to our topic, living our life to its fullest potential is what we're going to talk about today. So, really what I want to do is I'm going to start going through a list of some of the things that you can do, simple things too, simple things. Some of them you're not even going to have to do something with. It's going to be more of an attitude that I want you to take. And I'm going to start to list these things and comment on them. And thank you for the hearts, folks. And I'm going to comment on them. But if you're like so many people, including me, that you want to make changes in your life, and you're struggling with them, you're going to want to pay attention to this, and you're going to want to share this broadcast on your timeline after this, because I know there's somebody who's friends with you on Facebook, on social media, that's going to look at this subject and be like, wow, that resonates with me, and you could be helping them. That's really what it comes down to. You could be helping them out. So first thing, If anybody's known me for any length of time, this is a motto of mine. It's a theme of mine. And it's something that I actually got from a Zen Buddhist master named Thich Nhat Hanh, Master Hanh. I went to see him teach in New York City a number of years ago. And he's an amazing individual. And he wrote something and it kind of stuck with me and I use it. You have to remember that every day when you wake up, every morning, every sunrise, 24 brand new hours. Write that down. 24 brand new hours. What does that mean? I don't care what happened yesterday. Really. It's past. When you wake up in the morning, you have a blank page in front of you. You have a blank slate. I prefer page because I think each of us, as we live our lives on a daily basis, we're writing a book. We're writing the book of our lives. And so every day, like when you woke up this morning, this is the only December 5th, 2018 that is ever going to be in existence. And you have 24 brand new hours in front of you to do with as you will. A lot of it is your decision. Yes, I know things are going to happen to us in our lives that we have no control over, but you do have control over how you are going to react to them. So, for instance, the old you, when you got stressed out at work and came home, would chow down on, you know, 3 egg rolls, a pint of shrimp fried rice, and, you know, half a pint of Ben and Jerry's. That's the old you. 24 brand new hours. you have a fresh start. So you don't have to do that anymore. You make the decision. And that's one of the things that we help people do at the Max Challenge of Clinton too, is make good decisions, because we show you, we educate you, and we motivate you, and we keep you inspired. Every class that we have, I think, is inspiring and educational and extremely motivational too. So 24 brand new hours is a motto of mine. Sometimes on my personal Facebook page, I would just take a picture of the sunrise out the window, and I would just post it and just write 24 brand new hours. It refreshes me. It gives me a perspective to remember the big picture of things, the big picture of things. All right. Now, one of the reasons I got on this topic was because of a power talk that I did earlier this week, and it was on my mind last week too. And I want you to write this down too, because I think this is what I'm going to say to you now, I would consider to be radical in its simplicity. And it's something that a lot of people don't think about, because we settle. We settle for certain things when we shouldn't. Maybe your motto for 2019 should be not settle. I'm not going to settle. So write this down. You who are listening to me, who are watching me now live, or who are watching me later when we post the link, you deserve to know what it's like to live your life when you devote 100% to you, not just 40%. And mainly, this came up with looking at our health and our fitness. You deserve to finally know what it's like to dedicate 100% to your health, not 30% or 40% that you've been doing for the last year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And if you're honest with yourself, you have to know that up until this point, until this day, you have not dedicated 100% to yourself until now. Hey, Terry. Good to see you, kiddo. All right? So you deserve to know what that feels like, though. You deserve to know the kind of results that you can get when you dedicate 100% to yourself. So many times, you're putting other people in front of you. Listen, sometimes it's necessary. I get it. I get sometimes it's necessary. Children, your spouse, your partner, I get it. There are times when you need to put other people first. But a lot of times you get into the habit of putting other people first so much that you begin to use it as an excuse. Hard truth. Hard truth. You begin to use it as an excuse to not take better care of you, of yourself. All right. So I want you to, I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I could go on about that. And it's something that I've even said to my class. I got you, Terry. I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. And here's why. Here's why I don't believe in resolutions, New Year's resolutions. The main reason I think New Year's resolutions suck is because it is socially acceptable for you to fail at them. Got that? You can make these New Year's resolutions, especially when it comes to your health. And a typical scenario is that you want to get healthier, you want to lose weight, you want to get stronger, so you join a gym. The Max Challenge of Clinton is not a gym, okay? Far from it. We're a transformation center, if anything. You join a gym with the best of intentions, and then, like the majority of people, by January 21st or January 28th or February 4th, you stop going. You're gung-ho when you start. I get it. You're there 3-4 days a week. You know, you're eating right, you're buying vegetables, you're drinking your protein shakes. But then 3 weeks into it, and it's a joke now. See? 3 weeks into it, you stop. So then you're going to have a group of people at work or in your family or at church or temple, and you're going to talk to them one day at the end of January, beginning of February. And eventually somebody will say, hey, how are you doing with that New Year's resolution? And here's the response. Well, Yeah, you know, I did okay for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then they're all going to laugh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too. You see, it's socially acceptable to fail. It's socially acceptable to give up on your resolution. That's why I think resolutions are bullcrap. All right? You set a goal. You write the goal, and then you chase after it. And the Max Challenge of Clinton, Team Clinton, we are all here to help you achieve those goals and not laugh it off 3 weeks later, because your life is worth more than a giggle at the end of January, folks. Hard truth. Got that? It's worth more than a giggle. So one of the things we talk about at the Max Challenge of Clinton 2, and this is my third point here, is when it comes to these goals, know your why. Know your why. Why do you want to get healthier? Why do you want more energy? Why do you want to get stronger? Why do you need more cardiovascular fitness? Now, the list is long. I'll touch on a few pieces here. You want to get healthier because the doctor just said something to you you did not like, right? Test results. You could be pre-diabetic, diabetic, on blood pressure medication, on cholesterol medication, a plethora of medications, which have their own side effects too, okay? There's an expression I heard a long time ago that medications are poisons with positive side effects, okay? Because all these medications have side effects. So maybe you want to get off those medications. That's another reason that could be your why. Right, Terry? Just saying. Proud of you. Okay? Maybe you want to get off those medications. One of your whys could be your children. Could be your children. All right? Maybe this summer, this spring, rather than sitting on the park bench watching your children play, wishing that you could be out there running around with them, climbing with them, maybe this is the year that you do something about it. See what I mean? Okay? Some of the other whys is there's a long list of things here. Whatever your why is, know it. Write it down someplace. But know it in your mind and in your heart and in your spirit what your why is, all right? Because that's one way to live your life to the fullest potential also. Rather than meandering, I have an expression, live on purpose. Live on purpose. Don't just live accidentally day by day. Know your why. With that being said, and I think this next point is going to touch a few nerves for people, because it's something that we all do, and sometimes it's a habit. And you got to be careful of this. Stop complaining. That's right. Because when you focus, and there's articles written on this, about how the neurons in your brain are put into a pattern when you start to complain every day. So here's my key to this. Have an attitude of gratitude. Sounds simple, but the next time you catch yourself complaining about something, especially if it's something that's out of your control, have an attitude of gratitude instead. Instead of complaining about one thing, I want you to find something that you're thankful for and say it out loud. I don't, you know, if you're in front of people, it might be a little weird, sure, but especially if you're alone, I want you to say it out loud, you know? Say, I'm thankful for this. I appreciate this. You know, there's a lot of things that we can be appreciative for. Moving along, my God, time flies when you're having fun. This one is a biggie here. If you want to live your life to the fullest, pay it forward. Be kind to other people. Or if you're like my amazing fiance, Susan, love you, honey, pay it forward towards animals. Maybe that's your gig. All right. Whatever it is, I want you to start focusing on kindness, because there's the Dalai Lama once said that the best way for you to make yourself happy is to make other people happy first. And then that'll happen. It's a natural side effect to a human being to feel good after you do something kind towards somebody else or to some creature. It just happens that way. Okay. Moving on. You know, and by the way, this is a theme that's been on my mind too. It's the season of giving now. Hanukkah, Christmas coming up. I think Hanukkah's happening right now, of course. And happy Hanukkah to those who celebrate. But this is the season of giving. When we think of the season of giving, we're always thinking externally. So I want you to start to think about the season of giving and giving to you. How are you going to give to yourself? And I don't mean by going out and buying yourself a new TV or, you know, whatever it is. I'm talking about those intangible things that are going to make your life better and happier and more fulfilling. Bouncing around here, we talked before about how New Year's resolutions suck. Goals are what we want to focus on here, folks. All right, you got that, kids at home? Goals, and you want to write those goals down. You could do it now, you could do it later, but I want you to start to write those goals down, because if you write down this goal, let's say your goal is to lose 20 pounds, I want you to write it on a post-it note and stick it on the mirror in your bathroom, because you're going to see that. And you're going to see it every day, a couple of times a day probably. And what it does, it's going to start to really get into your mind. And that's where the battleground is. All right? When you write down goals, they become, I'm trying to remember the percentage. You can look it up. You can Google this. I think it's 37% more likely that you're going to achieve it if it's written down than not. Because if you don't write down the goal, then it's very intangible. And it's kind of a wish. And that's the thing. People set goals and they're not willing to put 100% effort into it. That goal is not really kind of just a wish. You know, I wish I could lose weight. I wish I could get in shape. No. Get a goal. Write the damn thing down. Okay? Moving on along that line is that, and this is something, if you've been in any of my classes, it's something I've touched on. What is the difference between being a goal writer and a goal achiever? A goal writer and a goal achiever. All right? Because you can write down 3 goals. You could write down 30 goals. What's going to be the difference between you writing them down and achieving them? What's the difference between a goal writer and a goal achiever? I want you to write down 2 words for me, kids. Okay? Get your pen. Get your piece of paper. I don't care if you don't have a pen. Get a crayon and write this down. And I want you to write it in all capital letters. The difference between a goal writer and a goal achiever, and this will help you live a more fulfilling life, I promise, is massive action. There's a couple of people watching it right now. You said it out loud, or you said it in your head when I said massive action. You need to take massive action, or else it's just a wish. So if your goal is to lose 20 pounds or 50 pounds or 100 pounds, write it down and then do something about it. Because if you write it down and you don't take massive action to achieve it, your life is not going to have that potential. You're not going to be able to live to that fullest potential because it's just a wish. Okay? If this makes sense, say yes. Okay? And if you're listening, you're watching on Facebook, if this makes sense, give me some thumbs up and some hearts. Okay? Because this is something that is near and dear to me. And I have said it to the amazing members at the Max Challenge of Clinton, the Wolfpack, and the Incredibles in the Morning. I've told you guys this. That taking massive action is the only way you're ever going to change your life in anything that you're doing. I don't care if it's with your health, if it's, you know, your fitness level, if it's your job, if it's your finances, if it's a relationship, whatever it is, nothing's going to change unless you take massive action. Got that? And the other thing here, another point here, going on to living. Thank you for that, folks. I see those hearts and those light, those thumbs up. The other thing here that differentiates you to and is going to help you to live your life to its fullest potential is that you need to make a commitment to your own growth. See what I'm saying? Humans are weird. Humans are weird. We are all very, very strange. When it comes to things, it's so much easier for us to be committed towards somebody else's growth, right? I want you to be committed to your own growth, though. Be committed, because by taking a piece of paper and writing down a goal or goals, and then by taking massive action, okay, and to be relentless with that action is you showing yourself that you are committed to your own growth and your own well-being. And what did I say earlier? My second point is you friggin' deserve to know what it feels like to live a life where you give 100% to yourself, not 40% like you've been doing. Okay, you deserve to know what that is, know what that feels like, okay? So be committed to your growth, committed enough to take massive action, all right, and achieve those goals. That's the difference between being a goal writer and a goal achiever. Now, going on, to live your life to its fullest potential, and this is going to touch some nerves too, start to read more. Turn off the television and start to read more. All right. If you look at some of the most famous, successful people who are alive today, and a few who aren't alive, one of the things that they attributed their success to is they would read a book a week. And listen, I'm not talking a graphic novel or a comic book or something here, folks. Okay. Find a subject that you're interested in and read about it. Okay. I'm not saying you have to read a book every week, book every 2 weeks then. And you know what? They have this amazing new thing out there. Okay, this is an amazing new thing. It's called a public library. Yeah, public library. You can actually go there and borrow books, and they're not going to charge you nothing. It's pretty cool. All right, or you have a tablet, you want to put it on Kindle, do it. All right, but start to read more. Now, this next one I'm going to attribute to my fiance Susan, and I know she mentioned it to one of our amazing members, and she told me that she took this bit of advice and it's been helping her. You might want to consider starting a journal, and every morning and every night to write an entry. So you can write your goals in there, but you can also write things that happen during the day. And then you see, as the time goes on, as you write these journal entries, you can start to look back at them. And you can see patterns happening. And once you recognize these patterns, you'll be able to take massive action to correct the bad ones. See? So journaling is actually one way to identify things in your life that maybe you don't want there. Maybe you need to take them out. Okay? And it's just going to show you these patterns. It's also going to show you positive patterns too, because as you go back into that journal and you read it, you're going to begin to see patterns that you like. You know, when I do this, this happens, good or bad, positive or negative, helping you grow or holding you back. And then you can do exactly what you need to do for that. All right. Now, the next thing I'm going to say here, and this is something that I guess I started in my own life about 3 years ago. And that is to start to declutter your life. Why am I saying this? We're talking about living your life to its fullest potential, folks. Decluttering starts to not only clean out your closets and your drawers, but it cleans out your mind also. And the thing is that a lot of people will look at their closets, look in these drawers, and eventually you will say to yourself, well, you know what? I really need to clean this closet. And we put it off and we put it off. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. This is my rule. Unless it has a sentimental value, meaning it's something that belonged to my mom or my dad or a family member, unless it has a sentimental value, if you haven't touched it in a year, you probably don't need it, right? And all of you who are watching and listening right now, your mind, if you're listening to this and you're serious, your mind is going to start to pick and choose certain things that you know are in that closet or in that drawer that you don't need. And you're going to be like, yeah, I really should get rid of that. Throw it away or sell it. Facebook Marketplace, eBay, I don't care. Give it away, donate it, throw it away in the trash, or sell it. But start to take things out of your closet. George Carlin, the late, great George Carlin, he used to talk about how You know, we go out there and we make money to buy more stuff that we don't really need. And then what do? We buy a bigger house just so that we can get more stuff. That was his thing about more stuff. And if you ever look at it on YouTube, it's a pretty funny skit. But start to declutter things, all right? Stop putting things on hold is my next point. Stop putting things in your life on hold. Pick and choose a couple of things that you have been putting off and just do this, okay? Some of them might be unpleasant, ladies and gentlemen. I get it. But you've been putting it off too long. Ron and I actually talked about this once about how you need to start your day sometimes doing the things you don't want to do first just to get them out of the way. So maybe you do that tomorrow. Stop putting your life on hold. All right? Again, I said it before, to live on purpose. And, you know, I just want to give a quick shout out to the amazing, the incomparable Team Clinton. You know, Ron and Lauren Adelstein, the driving forces behind the Max Challenge of Clinton. You know, we love you guys. Thank you so much for doing this. I know I express my attitude of gratitude, not just that of myself and the entire team, but every single member whose lives you have touched so far. We have Megan Smith, our lead instructor, who's expecting a little baby Smith coming up in a few short months. We have Jillian Van Nostrand, who is an incredible instructor, and she is one of our member experience leaders too. Sarah Oldham, amazing instructor, professional. She's like a world-renowned river dancer too. She's amazing too. And we got Scotty Gillette and Kim Labita. Thank you so much for being part of this team. Those are the people, those are the experts who have compassion that are here to help you. Every single one of our members. We walk with our members side by side through this journey because we feel it's important. Okay? Which again, and you know this, if you're paying $10 a month and not using the membership, they don't give a damn about you. We do. We have a team of compassionate professionals who are here to guide you, motivate you, listen to you. All right, moving on. I have just a few seconds left, and I'm going to have to do some radio stuff here, my Facebook friends. What do I want to talk about before we go to commercial on this, okay? This is a big one. Actually, I'm going to hold this off until we get back from commercial because I want everybody to hear this. So let me just say this. Focus on your passions too. What are you passionate about? Figure out what you're passionate about in your life and stop putting it off. Stop putting it on hold. Figure out what you're passionate about and focus on those passions. Okay? Because most of the time, for most human beings, the things that we're passionate about are the things that make us happy. And that might even be a person too. You know, you could be passionate about a person and that person helps to make you happy and you make them happy too. So focus on those things, all right? Facebook, hold on one second. Got to do some radio stuff and help pay the bills here, all right? This is Max Living brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. Don't go away. We will be back in just a few seconds.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterton-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only, the incomparable, the incredible Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Our phone number is 908-627-7020. 908-627-7020. And here is something down here that I think I just hit. Okay, we got it back. Lost my headphones for a second there, folks. Thank you, Terry. I see that, Terry. Thank you for that. Terry just gave me a good hell yeah. All right, so we're back. I have a few minutes until the end of the show. I just want to go over something that I think is really, really important. So please, if you're watching on Facebook, if you're listening on the radio, I want you to pay serious attention to this because this is important too. Talking about, you know, writing goals and being a goal achiever, not just a goal writer. This is something that I think is just as important too. Don't be afraid to quit the things or the people who don't deserve you or don't deserve your focus or your energy. You got that? Now, that's a hard truth. That's a tough one, ladies and gentlemen, because that's quitting things or quitting people that are toxic to you takes guts, takes courage. It also takes massive action. If you know that a situation is bad for you and it's sucking up your energy and your focus, folks, life is too short to tolerate something that you've been putting off for so long that you know is not good for you. Now, everybody has different things. And if you don't have anything like that, more power to you. Bless you. All right. But if you know what those things are that you need to quit, it could be a situation, it could be a job, it could be a relationship, I don't care what it is. Going back into the health and fitness stuff, how's your relationship with food? Maybe you need to quit that toxic relationship with food and learn how to eat to fuel your body, which is what we will teach you at the Max Challenge of Clinton. So maybe your relationship with exercise is, you know, you've been doing it, I'll just say it, you've been doing it wrong for so many years, okay? And you're not alone. There's millions of people that have been doing it wrong. But it's not a secret, guys, gals. It's not a secret. Do you think the secret to health, the secret to fitness belongs to the 1% out there? No, it's not a secret, okay? What we're going to do at the Max Challenge of Clinton, what we do every single day, is to remind people what they need to do, teach them how to do it, empower them how to do it, and then show them how to do it, and then you just go freaking do it, all right? So maybe you just need to adjust those relationships with food or with exercise or with putting yourself first. Okay. Or maybe you're a professional victim too, because that's another thing is that, and I've been doing this for 18 years, going on 19 years. I've met many people who half-ass their exercise routine and their nutrition routine, because if they fail, somebody's going to be sympathetic. Yeah, I'm being serious. You know, well, I tried, and you know, I lost 10 pounds, but then I gained back 12, you know, and this happened, and I just couldn't do it. And then they get the sympathy from people. Well, that's okay, honey. You did your best. That's bull for most of us. You did your best. You tried. It's okay. Here's a donut. Okay? So be careful of that. Be careful of that. Moving right along. I got about 5 minutes here. Stay positive. Folks, I could talk for another hour about positive thoughts, positive speaking. And I'll just tell you and remind you of things that I have told our members at the Max of Clinton. And this is it. Each of us, every single minute of the waking day, has a narrator going on in our minds, in our brains. Our brains, our minds narrate our days every waking moment. And the problem comes is that most of the time it's negative. It's bad stuff. And you need to retrain your thoughts to stay positive. How are you going to do that? Statistics show that in the first 30 minutes when you wake up, the things that you watch and listen to within the first 30 minutes help to set your mood for the day. Do not put on the news when you wake up. Okay? Don't do it. You know what I do when I drive in? I have about a 30-minute drive. I have a ritual now. I have a ritual for this. I get in my car. Lately, I've been having to warm it up. I get in my car. I patch my phone into the Bluetooth, okay, so I can hear over the speaker. And I go to YouTube. And I am subscribed to a number of motivational channels. And I look at the titles and I pick one that resonates with me that day. And then I listen to it on the way in. I don't have to watch the video. I listen to it. And it sets the tone for the day. You should do this too. Okay? Stay positive. Think good thoughts. Think good thoughts. Because here's the thing. If you feel powerless to change the outcome for something in the first place, does feeling like garbage and feeling like crap going to do it any quicker or better? No. I would much rather feel happier, even if the outcome is something that I don't want. I would still rather feel happier, even if the outcome turns out to be something that isn't optimal for me. At least I didn't waste my energy being miserable. So retrain the narrator in your brain. Catch yourself. I dare you to do it. I dare you to start to pay attention to the thoughts that are going through your head while you're driving home or driving to work. Or sitting at your desk right before you go to sleep even, and start to retrain your brain to be more positive. I got 3 minutes here. Okay. Two last things I think are really important. Live in the moment. This is all you have. This is it, right? No day but today. Every single class I teach, I say the same thing. Stop thinking about what you have to do later. Be here now, because this is what you have. You know when your life is? Right now. Your life isn't yesterday. Your life isn't 10 years ago. Your life isn't tomorrow. Your life isn't a week from now. Your life is now. So live in the moment. Plan for the future. Plan for the future. Live now. And you know what? Make it the best damn now that you can, because once again, you deserve to know what it's like to live a great life. You deserve that. You can have what you want in life. So many times we're told we can't. Maybe you just haven't sacrificed enough. Maybe you haven't given up the things that you know you should give up to get the things that you make you happy. All right. Folks, my last thing I want to talk about is to believe. believe in yourself. Believe in you. Believe that you're worth it. Believe that today or tomorrow, when you have 24 brand new hours, believe that when you wake up, that you can have the greatest day of your life. Believe in yourself, that you can make the changes that are necessary for you to live your life to its fullest. Now, if that's health and fitness related, it's a health and fitness show. If that's health and fitness related, let me tell you one thing. Wishing you can drop weight, wishing you can get stronger, wishing you can get more energy, wishing, it's all bull crap. You're not going to do anything unless you take massive action. So you know what I want you to do when you stop watching this? And if you're not a member of the Max Challenge of Clinton, I want you to call us 908-627-7020. And I want you to enroll in the program. And I want you to start to make changes to your life, because we will change your life. But it starts with you. You need to believe in yourself. Okay? Time flies when you're having fun. Folks, it has been an honor talking to you today. I can't believe that it's been an hour already. I got a few seconds left. Facebook people, we're going to post this link later. Share it on your timeline. Remember, I will see you tomorrow in class. If you have questions, ask them. I'm going to sign off on the radio separate. Remember, folks, to take it to the max. Boom! And on the radio here, listen, this has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. I will be back next week. I really appreciate your time. It's been an honor. You have an amazing day. Take it to the max.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The best father a son or daughter could have. And in her grief, by the smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
Former President George W. Bush concluding the eulogy for his late father, George H.W. Bush. Presidential historian John Meacham also honored the life and legacy of former President George H.W. Bush.
George Herbert Walker Bush was America's last great soldier statesman, a 20th century founding father.
Our 41st president will now be flown back to Houston. A ceremony will be held tomorrow at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum located at Texas A&M University. And although the first week of winter is a few weeks away, parts of every state will see temperatures below freezing either today or tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A former TV executive is in hot water over trying to erase sexual misconduct evidence against him. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
An independent probe has found that former CEO Les Moonves destroyed evidence and misled investigators following multiple accusations of sexual misconduct. The report finds CBS has the justification to deny and terminate him for cause. The outside law firms found Moonves engaged in multiple acts of serious, non-consensual sexual misconduct. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
At least 11 different brands of dog food are being recalled due to dangerous levels of vitamin D. Veterinarian Cheyenne Sims was on NBC explaining some of the symptoms you may see if your dog has been exposed.
Just lethargy, you know, kind of not feeling very well, loss of appetite. Sometimes they can vomit or have constipation.
A full recall list is available on the FDA's website. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today.